This podcast is from Morning English.
Blow the fuse.
I'm really angry this morning.
Ballistics is silly.
B, go on the warpath.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. Hello everyone. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Winter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really angry this morning.
What happened?
Well, you know, I got this package from Taobao last week.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me the wrong package. So I complained about it and I had to send it back. So they sent me another one and it was broken. That's a real pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you such a grumpy old man, I know you.
Why, you dare say that to me?
好了好了，我们今天这个话题啊，就是要来说说，除了 angry, 还能怎么样来表达生气呢？ Right?
Yeah.
我觉得这个话题啊，特别适合 Colin, 他就是火气很旺的一个人。
No, no, no. I'm a lovely, sweet man. I never actually get angry.
Okay, okay. Let's stop throwing mud at each other and get back to our show, okay?
Okay.
今天的这个节目内容呢，我们也都会整理成文字版的中英文对照笔记，放在我们的微信公众号里。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So speaking of angry, have you seen how some celebrities react online when they hear some negative or nasty news about themselves?
Yep. Sometimes it's about cyberbullying.
Yeah. Yep. But it's difficult to control yourself. Imagine if you're them. You wake up and you go online and there's some really nasty things said about you and maybe a lot of things that are not even true. You have to control yourself and not go online and say anything.
But it's too hard.It's extremely hard.
And some of them make it really bad on themselves because they go ballistic online.
Okay, I know this word. Ballistics. Ballistics. 它是指那个弹道学的发射的这个意思 right? 就是那个子弹的轨道。
Yeah, that's right. And we have a saying, and it's to go ballistic on someone.
Mm-hmm.
And it means you've become very, very angry. I mean, super angry. And...Then you react. You say something or do something.
就是非常非常生气，大怒，暴怒 ，go ballistic.
Right.
而且还不只是生气，而且是有 fight back， 有动作，有 reactions.
Right. Right. You don't have to hit anybody, but just very strong reaction.
Okay.
So, like, he went ballistic when I told him.
Told him what?
Told him that his wife was sleeping around.
Okay. If I were him, I would go ballistic.
Don't worry.I will never tell you that your wife is sleeping around on you.
Because I'm not going to have a wife.
Right.
好，冷笑话，好冷。And there's another expression, and it's vivid as well. It's blow a fuse. Blow a fuse.
Yeah, blow a fuse. This one has a normal usage, you know. There's a fuse box in your house.
Fuse 是那个保险丝的意思。
Yeah, it controls the electrical current.So when the lights go out in your house, the first thing you check is the fuse box and turn it on, make sure it didn't go off.
Mm-hmm.
So we call that, if it goes off, a blown fuse. But here, when someone is angry, to blow a fuse is similar to saying go ballistic. It means that something broke in your mind and boom, you can't control yourself.
就是把你那个脑袋都弄乱了。
Yeah,
something wrong, right?
Yeah, something's wrong. Like you're
就会很生气。Yep.
That's right.
所以啊，其实 blow a fuse 也是那个就是大发雷霆这么一个意思。
That's right.
Yeah, 暴怒。
Look, for example, I said my friend Michael, he bought a new car, but he didn't tell his wife first. When he told her how much it cost, she blew a fuse.
就是当他告诉他老婆这辆新车花了多少钱的时候，他老婆就爆了，
right.
大发雷霆。Well, he told her how much it cost. She blew a fuse.
Now, you can imagine when a person is very, very angry. Like, you know, when you're watching a cartoon and you see fire and smoke coming out of somebody's head, or their head may just pop off and go up.
对对对，就是火冒三丈。
Yeah. Well, hit the ceiling.
Yeah, his ceiling. 就是整个人都炸了，都跳起来，都 冲到这个屋顶上了 right?
right
或者是因为我们也可以说 hit the roof
hit the roof
yeah、That's、hit、right. the ceiling
yeah、mm-hmm. so we say、like for example、we might say if Gabby finds out she's going to hit the ceiling、
如果 Gabby 知道了什么就是会让她生气的事情 she's going to hit the ceiling
yeah
a wife may hit the ceiling because her husband forgot their wedding anniversary就是如果一个老婆发现她老公就是连结婚纪念日都忘了的话那肯定是要发怒的 right?
well yeah but you know to be fair to the husband for the wife the wedding anniversary is a wonderful memory of romance and beauty but for the husband a wedding anniversary is a memory of the day the fun died
how dare you say、and you mentioned that you got angry this morning so if I'd like to know the reason I can ask this question instead of saying why
there's a good one
yesI can just say, who's rattled your cage? Who's rattled your cage? 谁惹你生气了？谁又惹毛你了？
Yeah, that's right. Who's rattled your cage?
Yeah.
Well,
Rattle somebody's cage.
Yes,、mm-hmm. yeah. Well, you know what a cage is, right?
Cage 就是 C-A-G-E 这个词哈 Cage, 鸟笼
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, rattle is、to shake something、back and forth.、usually makes a sound like a baby's rattle.
就像波浪鼓一样、
right.
就是摇晃的意思
yeah, yeah.
Rattle.
Now if you grab a cage and you shake it back and forth
In an unpleasant way
Well there's no nice way to rattle
也对了
So、yeah then that will make the person in the cage、
mm-hmm.
or the animal、feel uncomfortable and maybe angry、
就会让这个在笼子里的人肯定会感到很暴躁嘛Right, 就生气了、
right.
所以 rattle somebody's cage 这个意思、就是惹人发怒惹人生气
That's right
Annoy somebody、
mm-hmm. You know, many women in menopause or women on their period are ready to kill everyone
Yeah, we are We are ready to go on warpath anytime
Yeah, to be go on the warpath Be go on the warpathSo you just mentioned the term warpath. Do you know where it's from?
Not really, but I know this word. 我先就是跟大家讲一下这个词啊。这个词的拼写叫做 W-A-R-P-A-T-H, warpath.
Yeah, this is a very North American term because it comes from the Native American Indians that when they went on a war with another tribe, they used to、try to make themselves lookreally, really fearsome. You know,、big feathers and red paint and just to make yourself look as scary as possible.、
Mm-hmm.
So、when someone's face looks like they're full of anger and they're ready to go to war,、
mm-hmm.
we say they're on the warpath.
这个短语呢其实是从北美的就是原住民那个来的、对吧、
yeah.
如果是一个部落跟另外一个部落要开战的话如果他们是在那种随时准备开火就是随时能够一点就着能够爆发能够发火的那个状态我们就说是在 be on the warpath 或者是 go on the warpath
yeah.
就是已经在那个战斗状态了随时可以 fight 一下
well look I'll tell you、
mm-hmm.
when my mother is on the warpathNot even my father can calm her down.
大家的妈妈都差不多。Okay.
Well, I think that's all for today.
Yep. 以上呢就是我们今天节目的全部内容了。今天的这些节目内容呢，这些 expressions 我们都整理成了文字版的中英文对照笔记，放在我们的微信公众号里。欢迎大家到微信来搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Well, thank you for joining today's Morning English. I'm Colin.
I'm Winter. See you next time.
See you.
Blow a fuse. Blow a fuse.
Take a deep breath before you blow a fuse. And if you're scared of heights, know that I'll be there to catch you. If you fall, I got an extra pillow on the mattress. You lit a forest fire in my heart like burning matches.
When the world comes crashing down.Take you to the moon because up there we're safe and sound I'll play a little tune about some cotton candy cloud When you're having doubts Just look down It's cotton candy cloud
got you.